back to the Steve Cooper Show. As promised, Laura Trump joining us now from the campaign trail, and a lot going on out there. Laura, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you.
Good to have you here, and no shortage of fireworks inside the swamp. A lot of pushback back and forth. All of this talk about a phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I've read the memo. It's not exactly a transcription, but I've read the memo. I've looked at it. Looks to me like there was a couple of questions asked about the 2016 interference with CrowdStrike and others. I'm not personally seeing where the issue here is, but Adam Schiff moving quickly, Gerald Nadler moving quickly, and Nancy Pelosi joining the chorus, screaming for impeachment. What do you make of it today?
Well, they actually, Steve, moved so quickly that they didn't even find out exactly what was in that phone call before calling for an impeachment inquiry. That is how quickly they moved, because quite frankly, they didn't really care. They thought that this was another one of their opportunities to try and oust a duly elected president. They've been trying to get rid of Donald Trump since the election results in 2016 did not go the way that they wanted. They did not get to anoint and crown Hillary Clinton as the first female president, which they all knew for sure was going to happen. So they're still not over that. And then you see what they have on the Democrat side for president, for running for president against Donald Trump. And I think they're realizing very quickly it is nearly impossible to beat this president at the ballot box, so you're going to have to find some other way to beat him. And how do they think they're going to do that? They think that they're going to impeach him. Unfortunately, I think for anyone who took a look at the memo, as you're talking about, it becomes very clear that there is no there. There was nothing that was inappropriate in the call. There was nothing within that call that at all should ever suggest impeaching this president. But that's the only hand they have to play. That's all they have left. And they're pretty desperate at this point. So I don't think anyone's that surprised to see that this is the next move, that they've made here.
What I found amazing and continue to find amazing, having read the memo, read it in detail, read it several times. And the president, your father-in-law, asks about a favor, but then he's talking about the CrowdStrike and the 2016 election. These reporters, and I use the word loosely, working for the major news outlets, continue to say he asked a favor and then pushed the Ukrainian president to do X, Y, and Z. Just not true. I mean, I can read. I understand the English language, and I can go through this and say, way later in the conversation, he says the other thing. There's a lot of talk about Biden's son. That Biden stopped the prosecution. Joe Biden bragged about it. We've played the clip. Everybody's seen it. Everybody knows he's bragged about it. They got the SOB fired because they didn't want him there. And yet the president, looking into corruption in 2016, which I thought the Democrats cared about, is now being accused of doing something wrong, and they scream impeachment. It is pretty mind-numbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to take, but this seems to be the way that things go. Every other week they have some new thing that everyone is hysterical about, and we know that for 2 years, unfortunately, they pulled the wool over some people's eyes. They made people believe that somehow this president colluded with Russia to win the 2016 campaign and win the 2016 election. And then finally, $30 million of taxpayer money later, 2 years of absolute hell that they put our country through later, we find out that it was all nonsense and that there was nothing there from the very beginning. They made it up. And this is no different. They continue to do this because they're still furious, again, that Donald Trump won in 2016. They hate him because he's actually delivering for the American people, and they know that that means they can't beat him in a legitimate way with any of their candidates. And he is exposing them in the swamp for just what they are. He's exposing a lot of people for living in Washington, D.C., living the high life, and leaving their constituents high and dry, not doing what they were sent.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it, the intel community secretly gutting the requirement? In order to be a whistleblower, the information has to be firsthand. It cannot be secondhand. It cannot be hearsay, which is what we have here, and gossip. That wasn't changed until August of 2019. Ironically, just days later, this alleged whistleblower complaint shows up here on the desk of Adam Schiff and Senator Burr. Isn't it a little bit too convenient by twice that it's all of a sudden okay to have hearsay and gossip be the basis for a so-called whistleblower complaint? What do you make of that?
Well, it's actually so ridiculous. I think whenever you are changing the rules in the middle of the game, that's not how you do things. But of course, this is not surprising because they have been changing rules to fit the way they want to do things for a long time. They even called for possibly abolishing the Electoral College because they realized that Donald Trump would probably beat them again in 2020 if
sure.
they kept the rules the same way. Shouldn't shock anybody, but having second or third hand knowledge of something should not be, should not account for a whistleblower. That's so many people, stuff gets lost in translation. So many people would mess up the message as it came down the line. I think that's crazy.
Right, it's like a game of telephone. You know, you say something to somebody's ear and it goes around the circle and boom, what is it? And then you get to make that the basis for a whistleblower complaint, even though the person making the complaint has no firsthand knowledge of anything. That's why it's been strictly forbidden for all of these years, conveniently changed in August of this year. Now, over the weekend, Scott Pelley basically says that the person that's a whistleblower, their life is in danger and they're being protected by the federal government. But the lawyers for the whistleblower say, that's just not true. And then when 60 Minutes says, we stand by our reporting, well, you're just making stuff up. I couldn't believe it, but the whistleblower's attorneys came out and said, you're just making stuff up. And I'm like, well, that's kind of normal for what I see in the media these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what we've come to expect, sadly. We feel it every single day in our family, I'll tell you that much. People just arbitrarily making up stories and truths as it's convenient for them. It's disappointing to see that would happen with 60 Minutes. But then for them, after the lawyer came out and said none of this is true, they should have at least acknowledged that to some degree. But it just goes to show you that there is a concerted effort across the board when it comes to the mainstream media to discredit this president, to make it look like he did something wrong, to try any way they can to impact getting a Democrat in the White House
sure.
in 2020. Because they know, like so many of us see, this president has been so good for this country. How else do you do it than to try and make him look like a bad guy?
Lara Trump from the campaign trail, greatly appreciate your insight. Very busy time for the campaign, I am sure, but I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here once again.
You got it. Thanks so much.
There you have it. Lara Trump, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at paycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at paycheckTalk.com.